Hello everybody and welcome back to another Brawl Stars All-Stars podcast. Today, as you have seen in the title, we are going to be talking about currencies, or whatever I said in the title. So what this is going to be is I'm going to talk about gems, I'm going to talk about coins, I'm going to talk about credits, I'm going to talk about karma credits, I'm going to talk about power points, I'm going to talk about club coins, I'm going to talk about everything, literally everything about progression. And I am going to say what I think people should do. Because I know, like, it's, like, I know you need a lot of coins. Like, I just read somewhere, like, someone estimated that you need about 1,250,000 coins to max out a brand new account. And this is from all of the Brawlers Power Level 1. 1,000,000. Literally more than 1,000,000. And guess how many coins you get each season if you finish the entire Brawl Pass and you have the paid side too. You get 15,000. And we're estimating that you need 1,250,000. So how long would this take then? About 50 seasons. Of course, there are other ways of progression too other than the Brawl Stars. Like you can get offers in the shop. You can do club coins, which these are actually really good, the club stuff. Like you can get probably 10,000 a season if you're in a good club. And you can get many other things to help your progression. It just depends how much you play too. Okay, let's get started. So I'm going to say from each Brawl Pass, what you get if you finish the entire Brawl Pass. So I'm gonna just start on the free side. So for any season, at least like now, you get 1,520 credits. I am pretty sure that's just under what you need to get a Mythic Brawler. A Mythic Brawler for credits is, what is it? 1,900. And so you get 1,520. So, like, if anyone had just the free side and they're trying to get Willow, well, then you're going to need to wait another season, or you're just going to need to get the stuff at the end of the season. 500 Chroma credits, this is enough for a Chromatic Brawler. 10,240 coins. It's not that much. I'm not even gonna lie. That's really not that many coins. I know it seems like a lot, but that's just 5-star powers. Really, like, and I mean, I think that's, if you want to get a brawler maxed out, that costs, what, like, 18,000 coins? That is, of course, if you want to get all of the gears, and you want to get both star powers and both gadgets. You're usually only going to want to have one gadget, maybe two gadgets, one star power, and then two gears, if you want to max out a brawler, because it costs a lot more if you want to get other stuff like that. 3,550 power points. This is, like, almost enough to, like, fill up that bar thingy that's so annoying. Because I know, like, you can only have, like, 4,000 power points in your bank, right? And, I mean, I literally don't even need to use power points, because I just had so many leftover power points before the update that I just really didn't even need to, like, use, like, the, like, I don't need PowerPoints, really. I wish there was some way that you can transform PowerPoints into coins. That would be really nice. And you get a pin pack and 90 gems. So now I'm going to say in total what you would get. You would get about 2,200, and this is if you have both sides. 2,220 credits. That's enough for a Mythic Brawler and a Super Rare Brawler. 500 Chroma credits, that stays the same. 15,600 coins. That's enough for 8 exactly star powers. There are 2,400 power points on the paid side, so that's actually a lot. That's even more than half of what it is on the free side. So that would be about almost 6,000 power points. 2 pin packs. You get the RT, the pins, the all the RT stuff. You still get 90 gems and 2 sprays on the paid side. Okay. So what I'm saying here is, honestly, it's very hard to progress. And I mean, like I'm a type of person who kind of wishes, I'm not really wishes, but I think it would be nice if they just went back to power level. I know some people really just like, yes, power level 11 stuff, let's go. I kind of wish they went back to 9. The reason why I like this is because now I feel like I have so much stuff to do. Because already, it was a challenge getting every single brawler to power level 9 and getting both of their gadgets and both their star powers. That was a challenge. I mean, I don't even have that done right now. And now, I have to get them 2 power levels higher, which costs about 5,000 coins and, I don't know, almost 4,000, the power points. That, like, for each brawler. And I have to get these gears. Wow, okay. I mean, Griff's gonna be really rich. Really, really rich. What I mean by this is, like, you know, Griff throws coins, so, like, he'll get more coins from Star Park. Okay, so now, you know, all of this stuff is very scarce. Now I'm gonna tell you how to get more coins. If your focus is power points, I don't know what happened, but you really, like, coins is the thing that you need. You will always be able to spend coins. Like, really, you will not always be able to spend power points. If you can't spend any more coins, that means you're basically maxed out. Because if you can't spend coins, that means all of your brawlers have everything available. Like, they have both gadgets if they're power level 7, both star powers if they're power level 9, all gears if they're power level 10 or 11. I mean, you will always have something to spend coins on. Literally always. True silver gold skins, true gold skins, literally anything. Like, okay. Whew. So, now to tell you how to get some more coins. First of all, you're going to want to join a club. Yes, you definitely want to join a club. Like, clubs are an amazing way to get coins. And what you want to do with this club is you want to find a club that's pretty high up in the club ranks. So let's say, like, you're also going to want to have more trophies. The more trophies you have, the easier it will be for you to get accepted in a club. So there are 30 spots in a club. If you're in a club, you're kind of safe if you're, like, the 25th spot or higher. If you're the 25th spot or higher and you do the club stuff, then you're probably going to be able to stay in the club. Now, if you're below 25th and, like, you're not that active in the club, you're probably not going to last too long. But, like, if you're below 25th, and what I mean by this is, like, you're in the bottom 5 for the amount of trophies, but then, like, you're winning all of the power or whatever the club league games that you play, then they might want to keep you because, I mean, you're doing amazing in club league. But yeah, you gotta remember that. So you want them to have a good club. They participate in club league. You can tell they have a good club. And you also want to meet and exceed the trophy, like, count or whatever it is that they have. So I'm at, 24,000 trophies? I don't know. So I'd want to join a club that's probably, like, 18,000 or higher. And then I'd be in, like, something like that. Or, like, yeah, something like that. So you're going to want to do that. And then you're going to want to, if you ever see Club League, just play the games. You don't, like, winning is great. That'll help your club. That'll help everyone. But honestly, you need to play the tickets. Because at the end of the day, that's all that matters. If you play the tickets, then you get the coins, the club coins. And if you get the club coins, then you get the cash. And what I mean by cash is you get the coins or the power points. Or the skins, if you are already maxed out somehow. So, like, in my club, I think it's just, if I play all of my tickets, I think there's, like, double ticket days on Friday or something. I really don't know how it works. But if I played all the tickets, I think I'd get somewhere, like, 900-ish club coins. And that would be enough to get 2,225 coins. And that's every 2 weeks that you can do that. Now, my club is pretty high. I was lucky. I got in a good club. They probably have kicked me out by now. But, like, if you can just find a good club, be active, don't, like, and try and push trophies sometimes, then you can get some coins off of that. And now things to spend your coins on. I always try and get my brawlers to power level 9. I try and get all of my brawlers to power level 9. I just do it tier by tier. So right now I'm trying to get all of my chromatics to power level 9. All of them are at power level 7. Whenever I get a new brawler, I try and get it to power level 7 immediately. I know some of you might not be able to do it, but try and just to get to focus on one brawler, get them to power level 7. Okay, done with that. Next one, power level 7. And after a while, if you think you have enough coins, come back and put some gadgets. Just one gadget for now. I am working on getting all of my brawlers to power level 9. I mean, not really like now, but like getting a star power and getting two gadgets. If I get that, I'm happy. Because that means I'll have a star power and I'll be able to choose the gadget for every single brawler that I play. And then whenever I want to push a brawler to like 750 trophies, then I'll just get them to power level 10 and get a gear. And that's just all I'll do, really. And then, like, eventually, I'll get all of my brawlers to power level 10 and get some gears, and then I'll power level 11. But that's what I would do with your coins. Coins is the biggest thing. Okay. Probably, maybe second biggest thing. Power points, these are annoying, actually. So, power points, I actually don't know what happens if you have the power points saved up on the Brawl Pass and your bank is full and the season auto-collects. I really hope that when it auto-collects, it would transfer those power points into coins, because then I'd be like 8,000 coins richer, basically. But really though, like, you're going to want your half your bank. If your bank's below like 3,500, get the power points when you see them. Don't buy them in the club shop though. Do not buy power points in the club shop. Trust me, because that's honestly a waste of coins, really. A waste of club coins. Just buy always the coins. And so, if you're always going to want to have your power points at about 3,500 out of 4,000. Because then on the trophy road, you might get stuck on some power points if you don't have any brawlers to level up. And then you can't get the rewards after that. Which I know, it's really stupid. Like, you literally have to get the power points, but your bank's full, so you can't get the power points, and all of your brawlers are fully upgraded, or whatever it is, or like you don't have enough coins, and you need the coins that are later on the trophy road, or you need credits, or whatever you need. Sorry, I know I'm not talking about credits that much, because I already have all the brawlers, but okay, time to move on to gems. And then I'll come back to credits. So just thing with power points, try not to have more than 3,500 in your bank. Just coins, spend them wisely. Don't get like two gadgets when you get your brawler to power level 7. When you get your brawler to power 7, get one gadget and then that's it for now. Get the better gadget, get whichever one you want more. And then get your brawlers to power level 9. I just do it 0 to 7 or 1 to 7, 7 to 9, 9 to 10, 10 to 11. And you get the gadgets and the star powers and the gears along the way. Club coins, spend them wisely and get only coins. And participate in your club. Trust me. Everyone will be happy. Okay, gems. So, are you paid to win or are you free to play? This is a big question. If you are free to play, gems is pretty hard. Because what you're going to do with your gems if you're free to play is you're going to save it all up from one season, you're going to wait till the next season, you're going to save it all up from that season, and then you're going to buy the Brawl Pass. So then you can collect the rewards on the Brawl Pass. And that's what you're going to do with your gems if you're free to play. I see some free to play players spending their gems on skins, looking all happy. Okay. If there's a skin that you really want and you're free to play and you're just like, okay, I don't care about the progression, I just really want the skin, do it. I don't care. If you want to progress and you're free to play, I wish there was a way to hide the skins. Because I know some of them look really cool for just 29 gems, but then that sets you back a season. So just make sure if you're free to play, watch your gems. Okay, now, if you're not really paid to win, but if you use some money, this really depends how much. I know some people who do $5 every Brawl Pass. So then they can just get every Brawl Pass. And that's it. If you just do that, great. Just get the Brawl Pass every season. Okay. Now let's say you have some extra gems to spend. Let's say it was just your birthday and you had a birthday party and your friends got you a bunch of, I don't know, Amazon gift cards. And then, I don't know, like, you I don't know, gave it to your parents, and then they're like, okay, they'll give you like $100 back. And you're like, oh, okay, I want to buy some gems. So you buy $100 worth of gems. Okay, what you're going to do with these gems is be very careful with them. You're not going to blow them all on skins. You're not going to, I don't know, that's really the only thing I know people do. But you're not going to buy, I would say, it just really depends. You're just going to want to get the offers in the shop. They have offers sometimes for coins and for credits. Those are the two things that you want. I know one time there was literally an offer for 1,900 credits for $3. I'm not even kidding. That's enough to get you a mythic brawler for $3. Like, wow, that's a really great deal. That would usually cost $20, and now it's for $3. And that was just 1,900 credits, so that wasn't only for if you wanted the mythic brawler, like if you needed some progress on your legendary brawler, or you wanted to get your epic and some super rares and some rares. So watch out for offers in the shop. If you have extra gems to spend, always make sure you have enough for the brawl pass and maybe the one after that, if you have extra gems to spend. And that's how you're going to want to spend your gems. So brawl pass, number one. Offers in the shop, number two. Then I'd say token doublers, number three, because you can actually get a lot of tokens from that, and those are also pretty good for progression, and they're pretty cheap too. And then what else? Like, I guess buying tiers, number four. It's probably buying tiers, number four. And then number five, I would say paying like with insufficient funds or whatever. Like, let's say, like, you have 990 coins and you really want a gadget, and you can use, like, 2 gems. Okay. I'm just saying, just spend your gems wisely. Okay. Moving on to credits. Credits are... What the heck was that noise? Credits are actually pretty simple. You earn these and you earn these. If there's an offer in the shop and you need them, you get them. Choose the brawlers that you want. Buying brawlers with gems. I'd actually might do this. I'd probably put this at, like, number... I'd probably put this, ahead of token doublers, actually. Because it's actually not that bad of an idea. Like, let's say you really want Mortis. But, like, you're not gonna get Mortis for, like, I don't know, a year or two. And you're just like, oh, come on. And you have, I don't know, just some extra money laying around. And you're like, ooh, I want Mortis. Then, sure, get Mortis. That's not a bad idea at all. So just credits and chroma credits. Chroma credits you're going to want to use. If you get the Brawl Pass every season, then use it for fame. And if you don't get the Brawl Pass every season, then use it to buy the 500 brawlers, the 500 chroma credit brawlers, and those ones only. There's like a list. Like, if you're just starting the game, which ones should you get? So, I would say, I would go Gale, Surge, Lure Ruffs. I'm just saying, Gale, Surge, Ruffs, Belle, Ash, Eve, Otis, Buster, Mandy. That's probably my order. If you're just going, like, down. You might have a different order, and that's fine with you. So, I mean, chroma credits, don't you buy, like, the 4,500 ones or the 1,500 ones? And if you get the Brawl Pass every season, then you can use it on fame. I mean, that's exactly what I did. I did chroma credits, I did coins, I did all of that. I think that is about it. Oh, quests, credits, not credits, what is it called? The things that, tokens. Tokens to progress on the Brawl Pass. So how are you going to want to do these? This really just depends, like, how often you play. If you play every day, then you're going to want to do your daily quests every day. And whenever you get some new weekly quests, you're going to want to do those. You're going to want to do the weekend quests too. Let's say you play, I don't know, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. That's kind of tough. I'd say you're going to want to try and do your weekly quests as fast as you can. And it also just, like, depends, really. But, don't underestimate your daily quest. Your daily quest can give you a lot of tokens. And if you ever play on the weekend, it really depends on what the game is. But, like, you can play the game and you can still do some of your other quests, too. Okay. Tokens, yeah, that's about it. Oh, yeah, challenges. Make sure you always do the challenges. I think there was, like, an unlimited lives one or something like that. Like, that would be perfect. Like, if you need some extra coins or credits or, like, they probably have everything on it. And then, like, yeah. So I think that's about it for this episode. Hope you enjoyed. Hope you learned some stuff. And most importantly, have fun brawling. Have fun brawling. See you next time. Bye.